Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, little SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 till the hour. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Tony Ward is the president of the America's Division of Zero, and he's brought some global research on the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on small businesses all around the world. Tony, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Zero.
So Zero is a company that was basically created Small Business Cloud Accounting out of New Zealand in 2004. And our mission is to be the most insightful and trusted small business platform. And those words, particularly insightful and trusted and platform, are super critical. And I think no business, whether small or large, would say they need more data. They certainly need insights. And one of the things we did early on in the pandemic was we fast-tracked a piece of technology, which is a 30-day cash flow statement, which really helps a small business to look at what is going to happen over the next 30 days and what steps could I take to not run out of money. And you can imagine right now, I mean, cash flow is kind of like that iceberg in the distance. The sooner you see it, the sooner you can avoid it.
Steer
and it's
around,
really
yeah.
simple steps.
Well, you know, one of the things that I encourage people to do is to build a 12-month spreadsheet. Look at it from a 12-month standpoint. It is important to break down a month. There's no question about that. But if you can tell your banker in April that you're going to need a bridge loan in August or September, that makes him a lot more confident of making you that loan. If you already know that, and you can do that. If you have a track record in your business and you can and you know what's coming at you. Now, obviously, the pandemic threw a lot of the stuff we knew out the window. When your business drops off anywhere from 50 to 100%, it's hard to plot that across a projection. But speaking of all that, when you guys did the research on the global research on small businesses, what was the most profound thing that you discovered?
I think the fact that one in five businesses have already pivoted to do something different, so they could see the fact that small businesses are incredibly resilient. So obviously, depending on the industry you're in, there were some things that you just couldn't do. So I think that was key, that one in five small businesses have pivoted to do something different.
So they didn't. So you're saying they didn't just, one in five didn't just make a change. They actually pivoted, did an about face, and went in another direction?
Potentially. So there, we've got examples. I mean, you've heard examples of people like in the service industries, like hairdressers and personal trainers that started doing online or outdoor.
Right.
There's an example of a business in Australia that was doing stages for events and things like that. And they obviously, doing large scale events pretty much disappeared overnight, middle of March. And so they started making desks, work from home desks. Like a total pivot from their original business of, putting together large scale events to making desks for the work at home environment. So there's lots of examples like that. You know, chefs that the restaurant closed started doing kind of takeout meals from home.
Oh yeah, things like that. Of course, that's a pivot.
Yeah,
that's a pivot, but that's not changing what they did and how they did business. But there's a whole lot of that. But let me ask you a question. When I've interviewed people all over the world in the last, I do all the time, but especially people who've been in different parts of the world, Europe, England, Israel, and those countries are not getting the assistance from the government that American businesses have gotten. And what have you seen around the world for that?
New Zealand very much had something like 70% of the workers in New Zealand when they went into lockdown in March were getting government assistance. That's that's kind of the high water mark. Australia, UK were kind of in the 50% range. Canada and the US obviously in the same range, but some other countries obviously depending on the strength of their economy. So
But were they helping? Were they directly helping small business owners? Did New Zealand and Australia help business owners?
Yeah, a combination of helping to actually pay their employees and to sort of to keep them open, doing things like delaying payments for mortgages, delaying payments on rent,
taxes,
things like that.
Yeah,
access to capital.
Mm-hmm. Did they make
a bit like the PPP?
Did that money come as a form of gifts or grants, or did they come in a form of loans?
For the employees, it was basically gifts for businesses, not like the PPP, where you could get forgivable loans for things like rent and utilities.
Mm-hmm. So they were not as forgivable. Were they? I mean, I feel like talking to the business owners as I have, the PPP program was successful for those companies who got it, but surprisingly, there was still $130 billion that left unclaimed. That told me it was a success on most levels, and I'm not exactly. There are probably a number of reasons why that everybody didn't go after others. Some didn't go after the other money, but what do you think?
I think it was challenging for smaller businesses going through some of the mainstream banks to get access to
it. The big banks were not helpful for the little guys.
And so the community banks definitely came to the front. In fact, that's one of the sort of pieces of feedback is community banks are going to become more and more important to small businesses.
They were the banking heroes of this era. They were also the banking heroes of 08 and 09, I can tell you that. I'm going to take a quick break. Tony, I need a website, please, quickly.
www.zero.com.
XERO.com is the website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.